What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in. Just a quick heads up before we jump into this episode. You can find this recording as well as some of our previous recordings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can find us by searching at Settle Down Podcast on each of those platforms. Also, be sure to follow us on our socials. We post on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find us by searching at Settle Down Media on all three of those sites. Also, stay tuned. We are going to be running our own In the End Zone Instagram page here very soon. So if you follow the main channel, the Settle Down Podcast on Instagram, look out for some information and you'll be able to sign up for that In the End Zone Instagram page. So thanks for doing that and enjoy episode 35 of the In the End Zone Podcast. Peace.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yo, yo.
Gentlemen and ladies listening.
Keenan, it seems like you're back in your house, man. You're done with the vacation or what?
Kind of.
Okay.
So this is actually an Airbnb property. I just got here this morning, actually. So, but I'm actually in Pyongyang, North Korea right now. Just doing a little overseas work, promoting the podcast to some people. And actually, what's crazy is Kim Jong-un, you know what? I just realized. Hold on.
Keenan, I thought this was the house that you were at before. Is it a little different? Cookie cutter?
A little bit. Well, kind of. So actually a good example of it is have you ever watched the movie The Interview?
Yes.
With James Franco. It's on
Netflix. Yeah.
So that scene where he walks into the grocery store and it's actually just like an overlay. So that's kind of what this is. This is like a cardboard cutout. Behind me, it's basically a 6x6 concrete cell. Window and a sink.
What you're telling me is the piano is not real.
The piano is not real. Like if I go to it right now,
you can't play Run Away for us.
If I walk to it right now, I can't really play it because there's nothing to actually play.
So is it just like a hologram or green screen? What are we looking at here?
It's essentially like a cardboard cutout, like.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's cardboard.
Yeah. Dude, that actually sounded good, which was kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's real cardboard. But yeah.
No, that actually sounded like you hit the wall. That's wild. Anyways.
Oh, yeah. It's good cardboard. Well,
yeah, dude.
But the big thing is, too, Kim Jong-un is like a huge listener of the podcast, too. So yeah. I gave him a settle down koozie. You know, some merchandise and just promoting the pod. So
fuck yeah, man.
I'm excited.
North Korea up. Shout out to the North Koreans.
Big up, Cincy.
What's up, brothers?
What's up, NK?
Also, Keen, if you didn't know this or if you're not on social media yet, I don't know if you have gotten back on it. A couple of comments on Instagram and TikTok asking you where you got that hat from.
So shout out 47 brand. I'll take this off and you can see my greasy hair.
Damn, that is greasy.
Kansas City Royals. I got it at the official Kansas City team store at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. You could probably just get this find this on our podcast by searching Settle Down Media.
Shameless plug.
No. But if you go to 47 brand or you just go to MLB.com, you could probably get this. I have a Seattle Kraken one too that's similar, but this is too tough.
You haven't worn it yet. That one is
tough. I've worn it a handful of times.
I've never seen the Kraken one.
Same design?
Very similar. Okay. I wear it backwards, though.
Let's get into it, fellas. How's our week been?
Sorry.
Let's make it pretty quick.
Yeah. Zach, go ahead.
Yeah. Mine's been good. Oh, I'm low eking off caffeine right now. I'm not going to lie. I drove.
Yeah, how was that drive home?
And I had one venti coffee. I had probably like two servings of Diet Coke because I just had like a 2-liter that I brought in the car. And then I had an energy drink before I hit legs. Like, I'm geeking. Oh, you can't see it. I guess my hand isn't really shaking.
Looks pretty still.
It's good. Good. It's been a good week.
Nice.
I'm waiting to hear back from that job, but I'm pretty sure I got it because the person that actually put me in contact with them told me that I did. So that's pretty epic. Visiting some family for my sister's graduation. Very excited about that. And then on Friday, I'm going to see the boys. So it's going to be an epic weekend.
Yeah. Wait, is Ashton graduating 4-year?
Community college.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Ant, what about you?
pretty chill weekend. Got back from hanging out with family and everything. I am currently waiting to hear back to see if I am qualified to take my arson investigation test so I can become...
Oh, you have to hear back from that? Or from
I have to hear back. I applied to take the test. I sent him like my 14 certificates I had to send him from all my classes I've taken and list it all out and then send him the certificates. And then I had to, you know, apply to take the test. And now I have to wait back to see if I can actually take the test. So that way I can actually be certified as a fire investigator. Right. And then I could start applying for private companies.
But you have all like the accolades and things that you need for it, right?
Yeah, I mean they're gonna approve of me to take the test for sure.
You have it's the just a not.
Yeah, I have it. Okay. I'm good. I just
good for you.
It's man. Just a waiting game, honestly. And then once they give me the green light, that's kind of like when they'll give me some dates, and then I have to pick which date to take it.
Oh yeah, dude.
So,
fuck yeah.
Bro. Other than that, though. Pretty good. Keaton, what about you?
Well, I can't say too much because, you know, they're listening to what I'm saying, so I could get in trouble and put into a camp. But I love Kim Jong, dude. Kim Jong's sick. But Settle down loves Kim Jong. I've had a few phone interviews in the last week for positions with banking.
Yeah, nice.
I'll have some in-person ones, but I've got one Friday, but technically today for the people that are listening to the episode, I'll have an in-person interview for that. So that'll be nice. CapEd Credit Union.
Oh yeah, dude. In Boise?
Super small. Oregon? Boise, actually right by campus on Park Center. So
that's
really good.
That's what you're talking about. Near
Yeah, right there.
That's epic.
Yeah. So the pay is really nice, so it'll be significantly better.
Well, Keaton, we wish you the best of luck. Zach and I and the viewers.
Yep.
Thank you. Well, with that being said, let's jump right into this.
Yeah.
Green 18. Red 48. Settle down. Wide 80. Sit hut.
Colts at Patriots in Germany? Ah!
I didn't know I was in Germany. Oh,
and then I got some schmin and schmout. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, In-N-Out. It was great. Velcroed me. There it is. Yep. So they.
Man,
let's keep this up for a second. All right, there's a lot going on.
Dude, we are babies.
That will be different next week.
Realized.
It you will be different next week.
What? The part that says featuring Zach Boyson is Anthony hanging upside down. I've never looked at the photo. It's literally
does it really?
In the photo. Yeah.
Well, it's all going to get changed. It's all going to get changed.
It's going to change. Man. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Every time. Ed Keaton dancing. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I just think it's hilarious that Keaton actually have that intro with me hanging upside down, and I don't even remember that.
I
don't remember it.
Well, I'm saying I don't remember.
You actually don't remember it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. I thought you meant the podcast
that we talked about that.
But anyways, fellas, football overall, not a whole lot's been going on, but we do have some stuff happening here. Zach, would you like to kickstart us off here a little bit here with whatever piques your interest?
Yep. So. We actually just got an announcement today that Pittsburgh gets the 2026 NFL draft. So they'll be hosting it in 2 years. Don't really know how I feel about Pittsburgh. I mean, not really a banger of a spot, not really like a shitty spot. I think it's kind of neutral, kind of like Detroit. Cool for them. We actually got a new rule change as well. This one's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. It's a 3-hour limit imposed on head coach interviews for candidates with teams playing in the playoffs still. So if your team, such as the 49ers, because the Patriots will not be there, is playing the playoffs, they cannot have a head coach interview more than once, basically, is what they're saying. Because obviously those candidate head coaching, interviews. Thank you. Interviews typically last longer than 3 hours. So it's basically just one that you can do when it's the playoffs, which I think is really cool because I think a lot of the head coaches and different coaches get a little weird with things when it's in the playoffs and wanting to, you know, interview with other people. So I like that rule. And then the big one, this was the big, big, big rule change that we saw. The NFL is testing a new first down tracker. It's basically an optical tracking system to be used during preseason, possibly during regular season as well. The NFL has announced that it will not be introducing an electronic system to measure first down for the 2024 season. The chain gang will remain for the league. However, in the preseason, they're going to be obviously testing this optical tracking system. And I don't know, man, if it's approved, I think this is wild. Like, is it in the ball? Has anyone looked into this? You know, we should probably
not. I haven't looked into this a whole bunch. I guess before we
kind of
I want to ask this question.
Go for it. Sorry. I have it pulled up right here.
What do you guys prefer in this sense? Do you guys prefer the chain gang, or do you prefer we have an electronical system that determines where the ball is? Personally, keep the chains.
I like the chain too. There's been a chain since the beginning of time, and it seems like, you know, AI and robots are starting to take over a little bit more in the sports realm. How that is with football, like that gets rid of, oh God, I'm paused. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I was paused. Okay. I was paused on my screen, but that gets rid of a lot of jobs. And I just feel like you take a fun bias out of reffing, you know what I'm saying? Especially in like the late games of like a playoff game, those refs let them play almost every single time. This electronic tracking system will not let them play. And it's going to get to the point where it's like not going to be as entertaining because they're letting the tracking system take over. If that's the case, when we saw, I mean, we can name a bunch of games. Let's name that Rams versus Saints game. Just as an example, when that was clearly PI, right? Clearly. Yeah. Obviously, that's not where we're heading with it. But if they progress from this AI to basically having AIs just be referees in general, making these calls, what are you going to like say is the difference between a penalty and not a penalty? And how are you going to program these AIs? And that's what I'm worried about with this specifically. I think this article will tell more about it, but it's just not something I think is going to be good.
Yeah.
Keaton, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't love it. I understand the reason for it. I think there is a lot of times where we often see, especially as like a, you know, like as me, a fan of a team with a run first offense, there have been some times where I've watched Seahawks games and we clearly got the line to gain and we don't get it, right? So I'm like, okay, I could understand. But it's kind of the baseball philosophy, right? Whereas like baseball wants to use the robot umps. And yeah, I think there are times when I'm like, okay, they should definitely bring these in. But that human error, right, it's so good for the sport, in my opinion. And it provides a lot of dialogue. I don't know. I will say to the point, I've been kind of looking at this article. It's not super deep, but the NFL said that they've experienced with this last year at MetLife and then the Miami Dolphins Stadium, I believe. And they did use it for a little bit last year, but it wasn't really implemented in real game time. They said that it would have to be installed in every stadium for functional use in the regular season. So we'll see what it's used for. It looks like it's only for line to gain rulings. So the chain gang is still used, but it won't be used to determine whether it's fourth and inches or whatever. That'll go to a system. So I don't think I love it, but only time will tell, right? Like only time will tell.
I guess my other question too is that, like, especially if you're going to be doing this electronical system stuff, right, for first downs, right, determine, right, if it's fourth and inches, if it is a first down, right, fourth and one to first down, whatever it is, right? What happens when there's a malfunction with it? What are you going to do?
Yeah, and like, how are challenges going to work?
Yeah, exactly. How will challenges work, especially if this takes over reffing as
challenge
well?
Challenge in AI? Like,
yes. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, you're going to be able to
pull out another AI.
it's
best your AI.
It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense realistically, right? I don't love it either. Just keep the game how it's been, right? Like over the years, that it's been around. Like, it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. I don't really see it happening. They can give it a shot if they want during preseason, but I'd say no. My vote is absolutely no. Go for it.
I'll share this real quick and we can read this. Okay, so it says the NFL will test an obstacle tracking system during the preseason that is intended to make for a more accurate measuring system, excuse me, that reduces the amount of human error. If it works and is approved by those around the league, the NFL could use it during the 2024 season as well. Okay, so this is like going to be effective right away if it works. Jones explained that although game footballs do have microchips in them, this technology doesn't actually use those microchips and instead is based on optical tracking. What does that even mean then?
It tracks. They probably have some sort of chip inside the football and it'll just track the football instead throughout the field, right?
No, but that's not what this says. It says, although game footballs already have microchips in them, this technology will not use
those. I think there's, according to Amazon, tracking. Well, according to Amazon, there's like 1,000. No, it's true. There's like 1,000 different, there's like 1,000 different cameras like throughout the stadium that we don't even see. And so I imagine there's probably like sensors somewhere on the field that allow you to basically track. I don't know. I imagine it's just being able to track through one of the sensors that they have on the field.
Oh, okay. So I look up I look up optical tracking and it shows me like a mouse. So it's probably going to be like the tip of the football tracked on the field.
That's what I'm saying. It's got to have some sort of chip though, if it's going to be tracking of any sort. It's just like your mouse.
Only for the round of game ruling, bro. It's going to be so weird. It's going to be so weird with this.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I go on a Reddit fucking tweet or not tweet, but what is it called?
Subreddit.
Yeah. Thank you. And the first comment to this, it's what we're talking about right now. It says, "No more bad spots for versus the Packers." I'm like, dude, nice, Packers are in shambles. Oh my god, that's funny. Yeah, dude.
Well,
that's wild.
Well, moving on now. There is something that's, you know, it was announced, I think, like the day last week's episode dropped or something like that. But there is a stat out there now within certain three teams in particular. They said that the predictions for these three teams. So, all right, let me just read it off. So it says that the 49ers are favored to win in every single game they play this year. And the Patriots and the Panthers are favored to win none of their games they play this year. Now,
whoa,
Zach,
8-9, eh?
Yeah,
I was gonna say, didn't you go 8-9?
Hey boys. Shout out to that one guy who gave me, you know, who's being very optimistic. He was like, "Hey man, I love the enthusiasm." So I was like, "Thank you, brother. Appreciate it." But anyways, Zach, how do you feel about this comment in particular? Because you're a Niner fan, and they are saying that the Niners are favored to win every single game they play this year. Now, do you think that we're also referring to playoffs, or do you think they're only referring to regular?
No, it's just regular season. Regular season. But I don't think any team ever in history should be favored in all 17 games. Ever. I hate that. Honestly, I think the more pressure you give a team, the longer they move on being undefeated, it gets worse. Like we saw it with the Patriots when they were 16-0, because that was before the extra game. 16-0, they went to the playoffs. They lost to Eli Manning. It's a pressure thing. I personally would not want to be favored in every game.
2007 Patriots, man. That was.
And I know the Niners don't want to be favored in all those games either because they like being the underdog. The Niners love the underdog shit until we get to the playoffs and it doesn't matter. We choke.
I wish you admit it.
Fuck, man. I need to
I
need to see it.
I have a little bit of info on what this is, right? As a tennis fan, right?
You guys
I understand what this is. You guys might not understand it, so I'll try and explain.
The optical tracking?
Yeah, so the optical tracking is similar to Hawkeye technology, which you, if you ever watch professional tennis, you'll see where a lot of times they can challenge, hey, that ball was out, and it'll actually show like a rendering of where that ball would have landed on the court. And they can say whether it landed on the line, off the line, even if it was like
in Wii Sports.
On a millimeter. Yeah, so... You can also see it in goal line technology in soccer. So when they use the VAR system, high resolution cameras are placed all over the stadium in order to get an accurate tracking of a moving ball or person. This camera based technology doesn't require the ball to be outfitted with a chip. Sports Business Journal states that optical tracking can also help with the direction of a pass, forward or lateral, where a punt goes out of bounds, and whether a quarterback leaves the pocket. So,
quarterback pocket one is cool.
Yeah, I like that. The system is not 100% accurate. An article about Wimbledon 2023 revealed that Hawkeye has a 2.2 millimeter margin of error. But as some reports say, it can be as big as 10 millimeters off. Ooh. Yeah. But in tennis, that's huge.
That quarterback one is interesting because that's a big
one. That is interesting.
Yeah.
That one is missed a lot by refs.
Yeah.
Huh. Anthony, there was something that you wanted to say either about the Steelers hosting the draft or the head coaching 3-hour limit. Did you want to go back to that?
No, I was going to bring up the chain gang, actually.
My bad.
That's what I was going to bring that up, but
gotcha.
You kept going with it, but perfect job. Perfect job on executing that, Zach.
Cool. Sweet. Thank
you. Keaton, is there anything you would like to go over right now that tickles your fancy?
Oh, God, my fancy is so tickled.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I would probably say one of the biggest things is Devontae Parker, wide receiver. I believe he had just signed to the Eagles a few months ago. He announced his retirement.
Thank God.
Him and David Johnson.
Thank God.
Him and David Johnson. Did you guys see
David
that?
David Johnson as well.
No, okay. I didn't see David Johnson
one. If you guys have not watched the most recent This or That episode, they talked about that. That's a big one.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. I was really high on Devontae Parker. I took him 2019. I took him very late round, and he finished the year with 72 catches, 9 touchdowns, and 1,200 yards, all career highs.
That was his year, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh, and that was the year I had Michael Thomas as well.
Oh my God, your team was so stacked that year.
Yeah,
you lost Alex, right?
Still didn't
win.
I lost. I've lost 3 times in the championship. So
I've only lost 1 time in the championship, and that was my only time in the championship.
I've never gotten there.
Yeah,
you know what's crazy? I've never got there, and I averaged 4th in the league.
Nice.
Never got.
I averaged like 7th. I think I averaged.
You're a playoff. You're an anti Jimmy Butler. You know what you are. You're a playoff Jason Tatum.
I'm Jared Goff.
You're the ultimate playoff mid player.
I'm Jared Goff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Speaking about that clip has been going crazy.
Dude, you're
that
wrong,
That clip
man.
Has you been might... going nuts.
You're wrong, Keaton, Zach.
I'm not going to lie. Oh, with the top 10? He ain't the second best quarterback. He's not top 5 either.
He's not the second best. Joe Burrow's the second best.
I will say, it's like 60-40 me. Like, they're in agreement with me, but a lot of people are in it might be 55-45 that a lot of people are in agreement with me, but 45% are in agreement with you. Like, it's pretty close. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. It's probably like 60-40.
I wouldn't be. I mean, Jared Goff this past postseason, other than his struggle in the one quarter in the NFC Championship game where that team hadn't been there, Dan Campbell hadn't been there, he led all teams. He led all quarterbacks in efficiency and touchdown yards. So, or touchdown and yards or one or the other. He was one of the most efficient quarterbacks last year, especially in the playoffs.
I will say you are getting toasted for that Josh Allen take.
What did I say about Josh Allen?
You said that he has almost as much turnovers as touchdowns. And it's like a 3.1 times amount that he has touchdowns to turnovers.
People,
still does turn the ball over a lot, and people.
He turns the ball over so much, man. He's got Jameis Winston. I mean, he's got the Jameis Winston issue. Like, he just loves to turn that freaking ball over. Anyway, whatever. People are gonna hate. Bills fans are gonna.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has so many meat eaters, just like Drake does. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The guy can't back it up on the field, man.
Drake Allen.
Yes,
Drake Allen.
Yeah, that's tough though, with Parker, man.
Yeah, it is.
We hope you the best retirement, brother. I mean, he
never
was
peaked after 19. You 2019 GOAT and then didn't do anything after. So.
So bad, man. So bad. Horrible. Yeah.
Well, so a few episodes ago, we all talked about how Rashee Rice was blue-chilled his way into jail after his whole thing. And then it led into the whole assaulting with the photographer. But the photographer is now, well, and now Rashee Rice now is seeking for charges to be dropped right now.
I read that wrong too.
No. So the photographer.
The photographer.
I thought I read it wrong
last second. I'm not gonna lie.
So
the photographer is allegedly assaulted. The photographer allegedly assaulted by Rashee Rice is now seeking for the charges to be dropped. Now, like I said, Rashee Rice, he was blue shelled. It seems now he's got the fucking star.
He's got the money.
Yes. I was about to say he had the money. Yeah. Blue shelled into the star and then gave him the coins from Mario Kart or from any Mario game. That's what happened.
Yes.
He's giving them
the coins. That's exactly what happens. He's getting the big mushroom right now. It's crazy.
This is pretty corrupt.
This is insane.
I bet the NFL got involved too, right? They had to have.
I don't know.
He's also not going to face charges.
No.
Wait, was this the injured person in the crash?
No. The photographer.
Okay, so
he assaulted Dallas.
Yeah, so he's also not going to face charges for the crash, apparently, according to Associated Press News as of yesterday.
They don't want another Henry Ruggs.
Dude, he was going like 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, Rashee Rice won't face charges from the injured person over his reported involvement in alleged assault a little over a month after Rice. Oh, no. This is the same thing. Never mind. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got ball sack sportsed. So.
Fair enough. Well,
that's wild, though, dude.
It's all about money. Yeah. It's all about money, boys. And speaking of money.
He's going to get a bag.
And speaking of money, boys. Antonio Brown filed for bankruptcy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, famous rapper and all-time great Raiders player, Antonio Brown filed for bankruptcy this past week. Now, in his career, he made over $80 million, and that's not including endorsements. That's not including any side gigs he had going on. Realistically, it's rumored that he made over $110 million during his career. That being said, he filed for bankruptcy, which for those who don't know, basically allows you to restructure your finances. You file Chapter 11. It allows you to restructure your finances, get everything in order. And during that time, people you owe money to cannot go after your money or go after certain possessions until you restructure things. So it's kind of like a little hiatus to get everything back the way it should be. That being said, he owes $3 million to 8 different creditors, and I'll read those off. And based on the reports, it looks like he's only claiming $50,000 in assets. So something a little interesting here is... there is a series of trusts and organizations, businesses, money tied up in other places that is signed by an Antonio L. Ala, which if there's non-Spanish speakers here or non, you know,
please,
Islamic
please
people,
stop.
It's Antonio the God. Yeah, so that's what that means in English.
CTSPN is going in, bro. What is going on?
Oh my God.
So apparently a lot of what could be his assets that he didn't declare from his personal is signed over to a business entity or person named Antonio the God, which, you know, that's, I mean, if that's not shady, I don't know what is. That being said, so let me just go over a few of the creditors he owes money to. So he owes hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit card debt. So I imagine a few collection agencies. $296 to a South Florida plumber. Can't even pay a plumber $300, you know. Xbox Series S. Can't even give it to a plumber right now. He also lists Avanci Solutions as... He also lists Avanci Solutions as a creditor owing $30,000. This company, which lists an address in Albany as well as Florida, sued Brown last year, alleging he did not pay them for work the company did for his appearance the year before at Rolling Loud, a hip hop concert in Los Angeles, because he performed there, but he had to pay for some things. He also is getting fined by KCB Marketing, a team that got him a bunch of marketing deals. He's getting accused of not paying commissions on more than $2 million in earnings.
Holy shit.
What's crazy. What is that for? It's for that marketing thing. So he didn't pay on $2 million in earnings from like ad deals, whatever it was, billboards.
CTS, man.
The biggest thing is so it doesn't show that he owes any money to the Arena Football League, which if there aren't people familiar, he actually owned, I believe it's the Albany Empire.
He's a part owner, and, right? Yeah.
Well, he was, but he didn't pay a bunch of his players. And then the people he did pay later on, he pulled the money out of their bank accounts, got sued by a lot of the players. And then the Albany Empire ended shortly after the stunning announcement last summer, that the team was kicked out of the National Arena League. The team players and coach threatened to sue Brown after discovering their paychecks was pulled out of bank accounts. So, yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
CTE, ESPN. Man. What the fuck?
It's funny. All the comments.
What is he doing, bro?
Yeah. Lastly, they include a Florida truck driver who was reportedly assaulted by Brown and was awarded $1.2 million after Brown failed to appear in court for a lawsuit that the truck driver filed against him. According to the documents, Brown also cannot pay at least 3 six-figure civil judgments. So yeah, he owes money. He owes 1.2 to that guy, probably 500K to the KCB, got to pay off Tiana Trump. I mean, all the porn stars he hooks up with. I don't know.
Man. OT Megan. Or Megan OT, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Megan OT.
Yeah.
So.
Dude.
I don't know, man.
What could perfect do to this guy, man?
This guy is incredible.
I legitimately don't know.
Dude, that Vontaze Burfict hit might have had the biggest impact on anyone's history, on anyone's play and personality ever. It might have been ever. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
It's crazy, man.
One hit completely changed him.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, find the stat. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Top 10 wide receiver.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes.
Top 10 wide receiver.
Yeah. And he has a ring now. I mean, he got a ring. He carried Tampa Bay
Tom
to a ring. So, what?
Got a question for y'all. We could talk about actually after our last.
Should he pawn off that Super Bowl ring? To pay his people? Yeah, he should.
He should.
Hey, go for it, and then I'll ask this.
What? Go for what?
The Chiefs, Harrison Butker.
Oh, yeah. So, last week we talked a little bit about the whole thing with Harrison Butker, the Chiefs kicker. Apparently now, it seems like he's picked up a lot of fans off of what he said. And it's now that his jersey sales have exploded following the speech he gave about a week ago. And his jersey is among the most popular jersey now in the NFL.
Insane, dude. We're not going to speak about it, but that is
We're not going to go into all that, but it's crazy that one speech and now jersey sales through the roof.
Wild, dude.
Absolutely wild.
I mean, I guess good for him. There's people that support him.
People that support him.
Not saying that we do. Not saying that we don't.
Yep.
Just what he said we thought.
I'm also just not. Yeah. It's ironic because I'm wearing a Kansas City Royals hat, but I'm not buying a Kansas City Chiefs jersey. So,
hell no.
Not going to happen there.
Well,
no, come on. You're not going to get the
our last
the
topic.
Kelce jersey. Come on, Keaton.
Oh, God, that would be sick.
Our last topic that I just thought off the brain while we were talking about that.
Sick.
Who would you rather have? Okay. Dick.
Meme.
Who are you taking all time, Antonio Brown or Julio Jones?
Oh.
Give me AB.
Dude, I got AB too.
Julio is great. Julio is great, but Antonio Brown has, I want to say he's probably the third or fourth best route runner in all of football ever.
History?
No, I agree with that.
Randy Johnson or Randy Johnson. Randy Moss had that route running, but
yep.
But AB had that route running.
With the Steelers, bro.
Yeah,
AB was nuts with the Steelers, and it's so. It's a tough question too, because it all comes down to preference, I feel like, for the most part, depending on how you look at it, I guess. But yeah, no, I definitely feel like AB was definitely better when it came to the route running with the hands in general too. It was absolutely disgusting. He was so fast. Julio Jones was phenomenal though.
Tracking.
Yeah, and but here's the thing: Julio Jones was absolutely phenomenal too.
Yeah,
like he's still up there for one of my favorite receivers to play the game, but. I don't know, man. AB back then.
There's a legit argument that AB is a top five wide receiver ever. Like, I think it's Megatron, Randy Moss, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice.
Who else are we forgetting?
There's this kid. Hold on.
Oh, Keaton. You're forgetting about your boy.
Yeah, hold on. He's number, what is he? I think he's number 17 for the Patriots. KJ. KJ Osborne. Probably fourth.
In all reality, I think these are my top four. And then afterwards, it can be debated. I go Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Megatron, and then I'd go Terrell Owens. And then after that, you could argue AB is there. We got Larry Fitzgerald, Steve Largent. I don't really know if I would put him
Steve
on.
Largent, Steve Largent is a dog.
He was a dog, but that good?
Would you put Marvin Harrison in the conversation?
Yeah, he's for sure up there, top 10. Don Hudson. There's a lot of them, but AB, dude, in his prime, he was fucking ridiculous. He was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Steve Largent.
I would ask this too. Zach, I would ask this question too then.
Yeah.
Where are you putting Tyreek Hill?
I think I'd probably have him like top 25, but to me, he hasn't done enough.
Really?
The big difference to me and where I kind of argue this is AB performed in a Super Bowl. Not to say Julio didn't. Not to say he didn't. But Julio had a couple of balls that he could have caught in that Super Bowl.
He balled out against the Patriots. I'm not even going to lie on that.
He did. Like, but he lost. And that's the thing to me. I just,
because Brady's better.
I think that ring is different. And look, here's the career stats. So Julio's played 166 games. He's still playing, by the way, which is crazy. Is he?
It is.
He hasn't retired, right?
Yeah, he needs to retire, though. Poor guy.
The Eagles, man. I mean, maybe he'll win one this year. But okay, so 166 games played, 914 receptions. 13,703 yards, an average of 15 yards per play, 66 touchdowns, and that's really about it. Antonio Brown has 146 games played, 928 receptions. So he already has more receptions. He has 12,291 yards. So, I mean, in 20 less games, he has a little less than 1,000 yards. I'd take that. His average was 13.2, a little bit less, and then he has 83 touchdowns. And let me get into this season, bro. The 2015 season with Pittsburgh, dude, that Pittsburgh team was so stacked. I can't believe they didn't
win. No, they were insane.
Dude, they were stacked. This year, he played all 16 games. He had 136 receptions. This is 2015 year. 136 receptions, 1,834 yards, and 10 touchdowns. He was the best player in football. Besides maybe Tom Brady.
Would you argue that DeAndre Hopkins deserves to be in the Hall of Fame when his career is all said and done?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yes.
Okay.
There was first a point with DeAndre Hopkins.
Would you go that far? Because so it's not like though. He's getting better.
He's not. It's not like any of them really get better, though.
He's not going to win. Oh, I mean, AB was still pretty
good. No, AB was pretty good with the Bucks. Yeah.
He's not getting better. He's not bad though, still. But the Titans aren't going to win anything for. They might not be. Okay, I shouldn't say that. They won't be competitive enough to be in a Super Bowl or an AFC Championship for at least 3 years.
Here, hold on. Let me get an intro. Are the Tennessee Titans going to win the Super Bowl this year? All right, clip that. That's gonna be our intro.
Now we have to talk about it though.
No. That's it. That's all we got to do.
Okay. I mean, look up the DeAndre Hopkins stats.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one.
There was a point though. Oh, another person that's really underrated, Andre Johnson, for Houston. He was a fucking dog, dude. He was a dog. Steve Smith Jr. is there too. He's a dog. Okay. His stats are fucking solid. 162 games. He has 12,355 yards, an average of 13.3 per play, and 78 touchdowns. I mean, first ballot, maybe not, but Hall of Famer for sure. For sure.
I have one more. At this rate, Mike Evans could have maybe the top 10 most touchdowns. He's only 30. He's got almost 1,200 yards in 9 seasons of professional football. 12,000 yards. Where at this rate, let's just say right now, where would you put him all time? In terms of best receivers, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer at this rate?
I have a couple things to say. One, DeAndre Hopkins in his prime was the best wide receiver when he played. Yes. I think for 2 years, he was the best wide receiver. The second thing I'm going to say is I don't think Mike Evans was ever the best wide receiver in the league.
No.
However, I think he might be the most underrated wide receiver of all time. I'm not joking when I say that.
I agree. Dude,
he is the most discredited wide receiver I've ever seen. Ever seen. But all time, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I agree with that. His stats back it up.
He should be.
He does have a ring. He has a ring as well.
He does.
Yes.
But all time, I think there's a pretty good debate of Tyreek Hill versus him when it's all said and done. Mm-hmm. I think I'd put like top 25. He's in that range. He's in that range.
I mean, he's gonna get to top. He'll get in terms of yardage. He's gonna pass up a ton of guys. He's already passed up Calvin Johnson. He'll pass up AB, Brandon Marshall, DeAndre Hopkins, Steve Largent, Andre.
Brandon Marshall.
He could get to Steve Largent. If he hits another 1,000-yard season, he's pretty much there. So
yeah,
in two seasons, 30. Exactly. In and two seasons, we could be looking at this guy as a top 10 yardage game. I'm telling you, like that's
Tony Gonzalez has 15,000 yards. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Isaac Bruce. We forgot about him too. He's really
what about Devontae Adams?
Where do you put
also extremely underrated?
Yeah. Where do you put Cody Boyson? All time receptions leader.
Okay.
Didn't he catch a ball?
not
yeah, one handed too. One-handed.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, didn't he catch a ball? He thought he did.
Dude, what the fuck? Travis Kelce is 38th right now all time. Damn, Keenan Allen is 47 too. We have a lot of active guys that could possibly like crack the top 10.
So, Julio, Mike Evans.
Hopkins Mike is Evans, 23rd.
Mike Evans, since he's been in the league, since he was 21 years old, has always had a 1,000-yard season. He has averaged around 9 touchdowns a season. He has never finished with All-Pro 1. He's never finished first-team All-Pro. In fact, he actually has only 2 All-Pro notches under his belt in 2016 and 2023. And he's a 5-time Pro Bowler, yet he averages 1,000 yards every single season. Pretty nuts.
I will say, we've been blessed to be born in this time because this is a wide receiver driven league.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's literally nothing at this point. But Mike Evans, wow, dude, that sucks. I mean, that sucks for him.
Yeah. He'll be fine, though.
I think he'll be all right. I think he'll definitely be really good this year. Okay.
He won't win again.
But we no, see. But we shall see. Baker's going to give him something. Anyway.
We shall see.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well,
well, is there anything else you guys would like to add or anything like that?
That's it, man.
That's
Keaton. Sounds like you got something on the tip of your tongue.
No.
Oh,
no,
wait. Hold on. I got something. I got something.
Yeah. Go for it.
49ers are going 17-0. And with that one, we're off. Yeah.
And just for that, 49ers will once again will not be winning the Super Bowl and choking once again the good old Kyle Shanahan way in 2024.
You need to leave. My genuine reaction to that statement you just made. Actually, here's the other one. Here's the other one.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh,
hell,
bro. Oh my God.
Get him out of here, man. Get him out of here.
Funny.
Well, if you're going to say that, then heck, you know what? Seattle might win the division this year.
Jared Goff is the second best quarterback in the league.
I think he's actually the greatest quarterback of all time.
Him and KJ Osborne would be a crazy duo.
There we go.
Clip that.
Well, that's our episode. Sorry, go ahead. You know what? I'll go fuck myself. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You should. You really should, man.
Rude.
I will. Mean.
I'm sorry.
That wraps up today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, comment, subscribe. Keep giving us the feedback. We're loving it. We love to interact with everyone.
Good and bad.
Everything. Just make sure you all know it's all jokes. All right. We're not being completely serious with everything. There's a little bit of a mean comment. We're just joking around. We're memeing it up. All right. That's what we're here for. And we're here to talk sports. All right. Mm-hmm. But like I said, please like, comment, subscribe, follow all of our social medias on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. What else YouTube. Am I forgetting? YouTube Spotify. As well. Also coming out soon, starting at the end of this week or when this episode drops, we are going to be having our In the End Zone Instagram page. Yes. We will be running that and we will be keeping everything updated on that page. So please go follow that. We'll obviously be making the announcement on the Settle Down Media Instagram page as well when that is out and up and running. Give that a follow for the latest updates of In the End Zone. And of course, if you want all the aspects of what we run here, go follow Settle Down Media as well. Mm-hmm. Yep. Have a good evening, everyone. And
see y'all next week.
Stay tuned for next week.
Real quick, I know we said it's all jokes. I am actually in North Korea. So if you guys don't see me next week, just know I am definitely doing some hard labor, mining some cobalt and lithium. God. So yeah, later, everybody.
Peace.